det glatt, kan du fort havne. Og det ikke akkurat noen god følelse når bilen havner. Ønsker du å komme deg over brøytekanter, frem I nysnøen, unngå å spinne, og for all del vil unngå å kjøre. Firehjulstrekk tingen, da du. Ja, on the road again. Med firehjulstrekk fra Volkswagen kommer du deg helt frem. Volkswagen kan norske forhold, og de aller fleste av våre modeller tilbys med firehjulstrekk. Sånn at du trygt kan ferdes. They're waking up with the sunrise low,
bulletproof coffee, they're ready to go. Velkommen til Biohacking Girls podcast, der vitenskap møter livsstil, og der vi tar kontroll over vår egen helse.
Vi dykker ned I teknologi, ernæring, trening og mentale hacks for å styrke kropp og sinn. Det handler om å bruke naturens prinsipper for å finne balanse, energi og glede.
Vi tester, utforsker og lever som vi lærer alt for å inspirere deg til å finne din vei til et balansert og godt liv.
For det alle kan få dette til, og sammen kan vi gjøre kunnskap til praksis og skape varig forandring. Du klar for å ta steget inn I fremtiden? La oss hacke livet sammen.
Welcome back to the Biohacking Girls podcast. Today's episode is extra close to our hearts because this is about something Monica and I actually do every single day. We are, of course, talking about rebounding. We have made several podcast episodes on this topic, and here is another one, all because of popular demand.
Yeah, that's really true. People ask us about it all the time, and rebounding has become one of our favorite practices, not just at home. Sometimes we even carry it out when we're going hiking in the woods or to the beach or wherever we can drag this with us, but also with our community at Core Balance, the boutique fitness studio, where we teach classes on the mini trampoline. We have seen firsthand how powerful it can be for energy, for mood, and especially for the lymphatic system.
And that's why we're so excited for today's guest, because she's taken rebounding to a whole new level. Rachel is the creator and owner of Radical Rebounding, and you have actually done her teacher training, Monica, and taught us so much. And her story is also amazing. She started out just like many of us, looking for natural ways to manage stress and support her body. And along the way, just like we did, she discovered the healing, joyful, and deeply empowering practice of rebounding.
Yes, it was wonderful to do her teacher training. She's such a powerful woman, and she's living in Sedona, Arizona, and has so much experience. So we can't wait to hear more about her journey, what inspired her to create Radical Rebounding, and most importantly, dive deep into the science of what rebounding does for the lymphatic system, our detox pathways, and overall vitality. And we cannot forget, Aletta, mood.
Especially the mood. Everyone smiles on the trampoline. So grab your water bottle, maybe even do some hopping on your rebounder while you listen, and let's jump into this conversation with Rachel.
Yeah, let's jump. Biohacking girls,
taking the lead, the future is bright and the plants in the sea. Rachel, welcome to our podcast. Let's jump into the conversation.
I like it. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just finished a class. I'm super lit. And thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited. I feel really honored. I'm excited. I'm excited to jump in.
And we would love to start with your journey. If you could share how you found rebounding and how this shaped your life and how this shaped your health going forward, tell us the story.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's quite a story. I had, since I was young, I've always been into health and this fascination with the human body and the mind connection. I absolutely love it. And since I was young, I've just always been really, really interested in it. So, you know, about 7 years ago, I was married and I had chronic anxiety, and I didn't realize at the time that anxiety and depression were the same neural pathway in the brain. And at the time I was really focused on, you know, again, health, but it was this panic around what's wrong with me, what can I fix, what can I just tell me, you know? And I was always looking to these external sources. I was going to different doctors and spending lots and lots and lots of money on someone to tell me how I needed to fix myself. And it never went away. That anxiety never went away. I felt really trapped by it and stuck. I would listen to business podcasts, and a big inspiration for me has been Tony Robbins. So somewhere along the line, I had heard him talk about the rebounder and how he bounces on a rebounder before every one of his major functions. And it's his way to build the energy. It's also great for the lymphatic system. It's also great for all of these things, right? So one day I'm listening to him and I thought, you know what, why don't I try it? I've tried everything else. I'll get this little rebounder. So I went to a big box store and I purchased an inexpensive rebounder, and I started bouncing on it, and it was like a light went on. In the first 15 minutes, I'm bouncing crazy, and I broke a spring off of this inexpensive. I remember I'm bouncing to Michael Jackson, and I'm like, you know, I'm just creating my own dance on here, and I'm loving it so much. And within 15 minutes, I felt so much better. And it sparked me. It brought me back to life in a very short amount of time. And so I would consistently bounce, and it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, right? And then I felt so good. And then I started making big changes. Well, first little changes, the consistency with the bounce. And then I felt so much better within myself, and the anxiety was starting to diminish in such a way that I was able to take these big steps with these other action steps that I knew I had to take, but I didn't have the courage or confidence at that time to take them. So little by little, I started making changes, and I started listening more to my own internal. I say find your inner love on the rebound, because that's what I found. I found an inner love, and I found an ability to not only hear what those voices inside were saying, but to take the action steps to really honor those voices. I always equate it to a little screaming child who, when you ignore that screaming child, they get louder and louder and louder until they just give up. Well, lucky for me, my inner child hadn't given up. She was just screaming. And finally, I heard her and I was able to say, oh, this is what you need. So my diet changed. I ended up going through a big divorce, and that anxiety started to really get smaller and smaller and smaller. And I really truly believe, it's because I was listening to that screaming child within me, and she just needed to be heard. Now, not everybody's story is going to be the same, but that was for me, and I needed to take action, and I didn't have the confidence to do it. Lucky for me, I did have courage, and then that courage allowed me to create more and more confidence. And there's still places in my life that go like, ah, this is scary, but I know I have to, or else that screaming child is going to take over again, right? So with that, I started placing words, and some people call them affirmations, on the floor in front of me when I bounced. And I would read that, and I would, as I was bouncing, just intuitively, I would just do this for myself. And all the stuff that I had in my mind became an embodiment. It was so cool. It was like, I knew this stuff from years and years ago. In my 20s, I was reading these books and doing this stuff, but I couldn't embody it until I started rebounding. And this isn't because I didn't exercise prior to rebounding. I did Bikram yoga. I did other forms of yoga. I did jogging. I never got the runner's high, but I tried it. Dang, where is that runner's high at? And I tried it, and I did weightlifting. I did all the things. Nothing did what rebounding does for me. When I put the words in with the movement, it created an embodiment of these things that I knew and I couldn't feel. It was the bridge that took me from my brain to my body and my body to my brain. And the integration began to happen slowly and slowly. And I felt more and more at home within myself. And I didn't have to keep asking outside of myself. What's wrong with me? Oh, because nothing was wrong. I didn't need to fix anything. I just needed to hear my own inner voice and feel that inner love that I want people to feel. I had a father who was, you know, he passed away at a very young age at 52 years old, and his heart gave out on him. And I wish, you know, I still have that feeling. I wish I could have saved him. I wish I could bring him back to life. And if he could rebound, you know, like we have these stories in our lives and these people. And my dad was one of those people for me that I wish I could have done something. And so, this is a real driving force for me with rebounding. I call it strength building with cardio benefits, because mm-hmm. I focus a lot on building strength, not only physical strength, but mental and emotional and spiritual, if you will. And it's expanded so much of my world and so much of my inner world. I just love it. I love it so much. I could go on and on, but I'll take a pause there.
Yeah, it's so much to unpack, but you have really done something with this, because what you have made with this radical rebounding, Rachel, is impressive. And all of this, and thanks to your father and everything, you have really made a community, and you work with so many different clients. And what are the common patterns that you see that people, how do they change when they start your rebounding classes?
Thanks. That's a great question. I really love that question. What I see, I'll tell you what, when I first started, this place on the body that I noticed with every single person within three classes is right here in the throat. This opens up, and it's also a main lymph drain. The lymph drains big time right here near the collarbone. So I would see this in my class. I could see this opening in the throat and this spark that happens in the eyes of men and women in my classes. And it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could feel this good. And it happens so fast. And I love it. And then they want more and they want more. And it's like this aha moment for people of recognizing their strength. Of course, whatever that strength means for them, it's going to be different for you and my, you know, than it is for me. And so I really see that thing of like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. I didn't know it could be this good. And you're bouncing on a trampoline. It's fun. And it's like the rest of this stuff in our lives goes away for that amount of time, and we're here and we're present. That's a common thread I see a lot of, like, it can be this great. I don't know if that's exactly what you're looking for, but that is the thing that I love. I love it. I love that spark. And I love that when they go, I just want to keep coming back because it's so dang fun. And then you see their bodies change physically. And that is awesome. That's going to happen. I tell people the physical changes are, you know, they're inevitable. They will happen. It's that spark, that light that goes on. That's like, wow. you mean I can do this? I had one woman who was in her 80s and she couldn't stand on one leg before on the ground. And then she was able to do it on the trampoline, and she just lit up. Her face went, oh my gosh. And I got a picture of her doing it. And to me, I love that. I love that that inner knowing of like, look what I just did. Look what I just did. And, you know, it ripples out into other areas of the life of our lives.
What kind of physical changes do you see also in the clients that work with you? And how fast do they change?
I see, oh my goodness gracious. Like, let's see, how can I put this in a package for you, because the physical changes are all over the place. I've had a woman who could never build arm strength. She was an avid runner. She came consistently, I'd say 3 to 4 times a week. And she was saying that her husband was noticing her arm strength, and she had done weights. She had done all the things, but not until she was taking radical rebounding classes was she able to notice the definition in her arms. That was really cool. The core strength that happens from the unstable surface. So your body is always having to hold on. You ladies know this from rebounding. Yeah. The core is holding on. It's like, I don't want to fall off. So guess what grabs on first is this strong core, which comes with power as well. Our personal power is all right here. And so I notice weight loss happens. I have a woman right now who was not able to pick up a trampoline when she very first started. Now she's carrying them across the room and she's in her 70s. Like this is so profound. It's working every single muscle in the body. I have people who we bounce barefoot in my classes to strengthen the muscles in the feet and to help the ankles who've had chronic ankle problems that have no more ankle problems from bouncing on the trampoline. I have people who come with hip replacements who can now stand on one leg when that was not possible before because they're building all of those muscles in their legs. Because of the weight being evenly distributed on the trampoline, as opposed to jogging, where you're going to hit the hips and the knees and the ankles, they're able to evenly distribute that weight throughout the entire body with the bounce without having that major impact hit those points. So they're able to stand on one leg with a hip replacement or with sensitive knees. I have several people with sensitive knees that can do rebounding because it's not causing them any pain and they can still get the cardio. They can still build the strength and they're not having any more injury to their joints. So lots of those physical changes.
Det glatt, kan du fort havne. Off the road again. Og det ikke akkurat noen god følelse når bilen havner. Off the road again. Ønsker du å komme deg over brøytekanter, frem I nysnøen, Unngå å spinne, og for all del vil unngå å kjøre. Firehjulstrekk-tingen, da du. Ja, on the road again. Med firehjulstrekk fra Volkswagen kommer du deg helt frem. Volkswagen kan norske forhold, og de aller fleste av våre modeller tilbys med firehjulstrekk. Sånn at du trygt kan ferdes.
Podimo presenterer Mamma-chatten. En podcast med meg, Ulrikke Brandstorp.
Og meg, Pernille Målberg-Maurstad.
Og meg, Ragnhild Margrethe Grødal.
Sammen skal vi lage Norges mest inkluderende samlested for alle mødre der ute.
Null mom-shaming, bare god stemning.
Blir bare god stemning.
Ok, vi får se da.
Join mamma-chatten hos Podimo.
And also when I did the teacher training with you, Rachel, I noticed and I started myself jumping barefoot instead of with shoes. Can you explain why a little bit more about the theory around this? And are shoes banned in your classes or is it just like you can choose whatever you need or want?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I prefer that everybody come into my class and they go shoes off. For one, we need to feel it's a safety thing for me. I want you to be able to feel the mat. Now, we jump on bungees. We don't have metal springs in my classes, so it's not as much of a safety issue for that reason, but it is getting your tennis shoes caught on one another. We do crisscrossing our feet often, and I've hit my tennis shoes. So for one, the safety, but the other thing is that our feet weaken over time because our shoes are holding those muscles. We need to work the muscles on our feet as much as we need to work the muscles in our legs and in our core and in our arms. And if you sling anything for any length of time, which is kind of what a shoe is doing, it's slinging your feet. You're not able, you don't have to feel all the ground underneath you. And those muscles are not being used as they would if we were barefoot. So I really encourage a strong, I want the root of you, the floor of you, your feet to be stronger, which helps alignment and posture. So you're going to stand stronger and straighter when your feet are stronger and all those muscles are being used. I tell people the same thing with bras. When we sling anything, it gets weaker. So the shoe weakens the foot, which in turn will weaken the entire system. We need strong feet for strong posture, and all of the organs are going to benefit from stronger feet. That being said, I've had a few people who have plantar fasciitis. So I tell them to go a couple minutes without their shoes on just to ease into that. And then do that for a week. And then the next week, take a, 6 minutes without your shoes on for each bounce, depending on how long your bounces are, right? I want them to incrementally take the shoes off to help the feet get stronger. And I've had people heal plantar fasciitis by doing it that way. So it's, you have to listen to your body first and foremost, because you know your body better than I do. The other part is if you can do it slowly, incrementally, it's going to strengthen your feet and you're going to feel better for it. Now, if someone's used to wearing sneakers, I wouldn't say take them off for a 60-minute bounce. Don't do that. Your feet are not, they're not ready for it, and neither is your body, and neither is your back. A lot of times you're going to feel it in your neck. It's going to throw your body off because you go too fast. So just do it incrementally. Take them off for 1 minute and then put them back on. And then, you know, 5-6 days later, take them off for 3 minutes and then put them back on. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything functions better when your body is, when every single muscle is allowed to be used the way it's supposed to. We used to be barefoot, right? Or with a little piece of leather on our feet, and hardly any of us do that anymore. So I like to bring it back to basics, and the body is incredibly smart with how it can heal when given the proper surroundings and environment to do so.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, Rachel, I've been training so much with you online too. So I know you always talk about your nature girl. You have been in nature all your life.
Yes.
I'm so curious about how you grew up and how.
Oh, gosh.
You have to share. We just love that side of the biohacking.
Thanks. That's funny. I tell my boyfriend, I tell my kids, I said, I think because, I mean, of course I rebound, but I feel like I'm so healthy. I've never broken a bone. I've never even sprained an ankle in my life. I'm going to be 47 the end of October. And I walked barefoot all growing up. I grew up on 10 acres of land out in the middle of nowhere in Southern California. And I was outside more than I was inside. For one, I grew up in a school bus, so there wasn't a lot of space. We had 7 children, and my parents were always just saying, go outside, go outside. So, I mean, I'd spend hours just walking alone. I'd walk, look at the clouds, look at the trees. I would talk to myself. I would talk to anything that would listen. There's not much out there. There's cows out in the field. I had such a, I loved it. And I still, I make it a practice to take time to go outside and be alone, unplug. Check out. That's another place where I get my, that knowing, that inner love, that truth. I go out to the trees and I sit in silence and I put my bare feet on the earth to connect. And I tell you, I feel very held. I feel very supported. There's a lot that we are inundated with in this world. But when I go to nature, I've hiked for hours on Cascade Mountains in Oregon, you know, and California, we have big mountains, and I've hiked for hours by myself, and people say, aren't you afraid? I don't get afraid out there. I feel at home, and that is where I can really know my truth. I absolutely love it. We played outside. We made mud pies. I would eat the dirt. It's just like, I love everything about that. And I don't ever want to lose that. You know, we get into what are we going to buy and what's next and the coolest shoes and the coolest clothes and what's hot. And I like it. I like to go to the mall and I like to go shopping, but it doesn't fill me up the way being outside with nothing does. I go to the creek. I sit in silence. I listen to the water. I watch the birds. We have this big field right now out in front of our home, and the deer come in and the coyotes, there's a pack of coyotes wrestling around, and I learn from nature more than I learn from any other place.
And now you live in Sedona. And we actually had another guest on the podcast, Amos. He's written the book called Force Bathing. He was guesting us several years ago about force bathing in Sedona. But now you live there. Yeah. And how did that change happen, or that move? And how was it to live in Arizona?
Yeah. Well, that was... So my ex husband, we were living in Bend, Oregon for a few years, and we would come here during the winters for short stays. And at one point he said, how about we move to Arizona? And I said, no, I don't want to live in Arizona. And then we came to visit Sedona, and they had a school, a beautiful school for my children. And so they had a Whole Foods and a school. And I thought, well, they got a Whole Foods and a school. I guess we can, you know, but before I knew it, I wasn't in agreement with it. I had just been playing around with it in my mind. Before I knew it, the plans were being made to move. And we moved our family to Arizona, to Sedona. And it's been wonderful. I will say, I really do love Sedona for many, many reasons. But you know what? Just to be fully real and full disclosure, like that wasn't my decision. I didn't want to come to Sedona. I was not forced, but it was more of his decision. And that was one of the places in my life and one of the aha moments when I was like, oh, I need to make some changes here. And that was one of those places that was a big, big deal for me that I needed to shift and change. And it's been eye-opening in many ways. I've had to really grow my confidence. I will tell you, ladies, that I didn't have that. I didn't have it before. I had courage. Lucky for me, I have a passionate spirit, but I did not have the confidence. And now it's completely changed. I'm so, so grateful for that. And Sedona has been wonderful in a lot of ways.
So how long have you been doing your business, the Radical Rebounding now?
Yeah, I've been doing Radical Rebounding for 5.5 years. I started bouncing about 1.5 years prior to starting the business. I was training and I didn't really, when I first started, I didn't have an intention of starting Radical Rebounding. I was desperate. That's what I was desperate to feel good, to feel like I knew I should feel, but I couldn't feel. And that desperation led to creativity and that creativity led to Radical Rebounding. And, you know, sometimes it takes desperation. I would be practicing at home in my mirror as if I were leading classes, honest to God, without the intention of starting a business. I had a friend who was a really good friend of mine and he would say, you need to start this business. And I said, no way, no way. And then I had so much passion and I knew how beneficial this rebounding was that I was like, finally, after 1.5 years, okay, I'm going to do it. And I had the training, I had the skills and I had the ability. And so I did it. And then COVID hit, right? It went 1 month into it and I had to get on the screen, on the camera. And I cried my first video. I cried. I said, oh my God, I can't do this. Cause I never had any intention of doing anything on video. And now we have 280 videos or we have a huge online audience. I mean, we're reaching 53 countries around the world. We have grown this incredibly. My partner, Dustin, has been the video. He is the video magician. He is so good. And we've just improved over the last 5.5 years. It's been incredible. But that was not my intention. I tell you what, I went to my therapist and I cried and I said, I can't do this. And you know, she was great. And I did it and I keep doing it and I keep getting better. That's so cool. That's the progress. Like you don't have to be perfect to start something. You just have to start and keep going. And lucky for me, I love this so much that I couldn't stop. It's like, I didn't think it was great before. I just couldn't stop. It helped me in every aspect of my life. So it's like, it's been incredible. Biohacking girls, taking the lead, the
future is bright and they're planting the seed. Oslo Skin Lab, som vi allerede elsker for kollagenet sitt, har nå lansert noe helt nytt, The Recipe Probiotic Night Serum Kit.
Dette et nattserum med et to-fasesystem, en base rik på hyaluronsyre og en pose med levende probiotika, så du blander sammen selv for å få det helt ferskt og levende.
Vi har testet i 3 måneder nå. Huden føles virkelig mer balansert og gjennomfuktet når vi våkner. Og så det enkelt å bruke bare ett produkt.
Ja, hele poenget å støtte hudens mikrobiom, akkurat som vi gjør med tarmen. Et sterkt mikrobiom betyr en sunnere hud, mindre tørrhet, færre urenheter og mer naturlig gulløt.
Sette varer i 30 dager, og hver flaske holder i 10 dager etter blanding, så her får du alltid maksimal effekt.
Og vi elsker at det kun ren hyaluronsyre og levende bakterier. Game changer for huden, og hvis du vil teste, så kan du bruke koden BIOHACKING50 och få 50% rabatt på första pakke och 30% på de nästa. Så gå in på osloskinlab.no och beställ Probiotic Night Serum Kit. But let's talk a little bit about the science of rebounding and the lymphatic system, Rachel. Why is it so good for us?
Well, it's working at a cellular level. So I've already mentioned a few of the reasons why it's working so well and it happens so fast is that the weight is evenly distributed, which I think is, we know it's so much better for our cardiovascular system than running because you're not having the impact. And I also believe that it's so great for the mind, especially, I'm going to say it's for men and women, of course. I have a larger women audience, and I believe that us women, when it gets too hard, too much, it's like, no. So the bounce makes it more accessible, and we go, oh, this feels good. I can do this more often. And so there's this ease that comes with rebounding, and you get the intensity, you get this strongness that happens, the strength in the muscles, but you get it without it being forceful. And I think that that is a real important part. The detoxification for the lymphatic system is happening, which has been proven time and time again. There are bone density tests. Now, there are different studies, and a lot of people say different things, but I've read studies where people with osteoporosis have brought it down to osteopenia through bouncing. So it hasn't reversed it completely, but it's definitely lessened it with weakened bones. It's created strength in those bones. I had a client just a week ago tell me that she's lost no bone density and she contributes a huge portion of that to her rebounding practice. So because we're not... we are lifting weight, right? I'm not adding weights, but it's our own weight against gravity. And with the intensity of, say, like a ballerina, you're engaging all of this, and that weight becomes 2 to 3 times more on the trampoline without hitting hard the surface of a treadmill or the ground underneath you. So the lymphatic system, oh my gosh, so the benefits of lymph... research now is happening more and more with people who have had cancer and they're doing the rebounder to keep it at bay or keep it away. They have cured cancer. And part of that was, I don't know if I can say that. Can you use the word cure? Anyway, they're having that as they're having that as part of their protocol to heal them and then to keep it gone because it's cleansing the lymphatic system so well. The lymph needs a pump. It's not like the heart, right? We all know this. I think we all know this. But as a reminder, the heart is pumping the blood, but unless we're moving our body, nothing's moving the lymph. So in our beginner class, we do a stimulation of the major lymph points behind the ear, at the collarbone, in the armpits, the belly, and the groin behind the knees, top and bottom. And then we get on the trampoline to move that lymph even more. And this is one of the best ways that science has found to move the lymphatic system. And so with water and breath, so another big thing to help move that lymphatic system is nose breathing. And we're taught in all kinds of other classes that it's inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. It's actually, you're not even getting the benefits of the detoxification unless you're doing inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. So I teach that in radical rebounding as well. Inhale, exhale through the nose to help that lymph move while we're doing the rebounder. I mean, I've been sick 2 times in 7 years and I equate that to rebounding the lymph detox. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you do the nose breathing while you jump? The whole
well,
class?
I encourage everybody in class to do that. For me, it's more difficult because I'm teaching. Yeah. So when I'm resting, I say resting. Let's say I'm running really hard and I'm not speaking. I will focus on my nose breathing so that I can increase the lung capacity, build my stamina, keep going for longer periods, and help that detoxification process. Mm-hmm. Breathing is one of the best ways to detoxify, right? Along with rebounding. So I really want those two things to be held by everybody in my classes, whether it's in studio or online. So I talk a lot about that and I remind people a lot. Personally, it's hard for me while I'm teaching, but if I'm not teaching, I'm just bouncing, right? Then I'm nose breathing. And it really changes those pathways in the brain too. Like if you put something on the floor, on your mirror, wherever you can see it while you're bouncing and you're breathing, it's like, it's doing that rhythmical thing, it's like hypnosis, right? It's like hypnotizing you in a way that's beneficial, not like this stuff that we see online that's unconsciously hypnotizing us. It's like, you're reprogramming your brain through breath work, through rebounding. This rhythmic thing happens. And then once you get in that, I mean, I can do it sitting down. You start to feel that hypnotized. And then you read the words in front of you, whatever, affirmation or goal or anything you want to place in front of you. And it like reprograms you. It's so, so cool.
Moving meditation, we could call it. But yeah. How many hours are you on the rebounder daily? And is it from the morning, throughout the day, at night? Do you just jump while you watch television or do you take breaks? So you're not on it all the time. Yeah.
So right now while we're filming, so we're doing a challenge on our online video library. When we're filming, it could be about 2 hours a day. If I have to repeat those films because there's a glitch or something, maybe it's 2.5. When we very first started, it was a lot more than that. But right now we're at about 2 hours a day, only when we film. If I'm not filming, my classes in studio, for me, what I'm teaching is either a 45-minute class, and I think I do that once a week, and then I teach 3 to 4 60-minute classes, and I'm bouncing about 40 minutes out of that 60-minute class. Because we'll do toning, we'll do strength exercises where we do a lot of squats, or we'll come down and do core work. Average, I do bounce. Even if I'm not doing a full class, I'll do a 5-minute bounce just to move the lymph in the morning and get my heart rate going. And it feels so dang good. It's a weird thing because like I can be so tapped from life and things happening. But as soon as I get on this trampoline, I've got unlimited amounts of energy. It is so cool.
But sometimes we just even go to the trampoline and bounce through a meeting. It's like a walking meeting. You don't jump, of course, but you just stand on the trampoline and you have some movement in your body. Do you do that too?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to sit in a room and I thought, and my partner goes, why don't you sit on the trampoline for this interview? I go, oh, that's perfect because I think best here. You're lucky I'm not bouncing with you. No, it's just, I definitely will do that. And I have, 3 or 4 trampolines at my house. So I'll just pull one down and get on there. And my kids, my children have been my daughter since she was 2, she's going to be 11. It's just like my kids, they'll be talking to me about school. And just the other day, this happened. My son, he just got on there. He started bouncing and he's telling me things that come up in school. And it's so sweet because before I know it, he's sharing some big stuff with me and he's feeling good. He's feeling safe. He's moving the body. The brain is functioning, eyesight can be improved. Back to your question about the science behind it. There's been a lot of people who've improved eyesight, and especially because you have to look far and close and your eyes are always moving the balance of the core. So a lot of times as we age, we're not using proprioception as much. And so we'll fall off a curb and we'll break a hip or we'll throw our back out for months. Well, the core strength and stability happens and that changes how we move in the world. And that confidence opens us up to new experiences. And so as we age, we don't have to close down and get afraid. We can open up and expand into a greater sense of love. And like, hey, there's more for us. We don't have to close down. I hear it all the time. It's like, well, I'm this old and you guys have young people. And I'm like, we have 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds in my classes, right? They're doing this and they're not closing and constricting and contracting into fear. We get to open and go, there's still life to live, right? We're alive. We might as well take full advantage of this. And so not all of it is science, but a lot of it is. And then you get these experiences with these people. Like you can't deny that this woman, she's changed her entire body. And now she's grabbing trampolines and walking them across. This is so cool. So cool. So yeah, like
yeah, it's really nice. But Rachel, do you have any other lymphatic drainage practices, or is the rebounding enough for you? Do you do some dry brushing or other things?
That's a great question. I do the tapping. So this is one that you can do with or without the trampoline. So you start on your collarbone. This is the main channel for the lymph drainage. So you got to start on the collarbone and you do clockwise circles. And then you do counterclockwise circles and you can spend 5 minutes doing this and you gently tap, 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 tap.
I love this one. Oh.
And then you go to the opposite side and you do the same thing. And you know what? And during these, you can offer yourself, you know, whatever words, kind words you want to say to yourself. I love you. Thank you. Whatever you feel you're good at, stack those. I love that I'm a great speaker, that I'm a great, host. I love that. And then you tap, tap, tap just below the earlobe, both sides. And then you do the same thing here. And then you go on the arms. Us women, we wear bras, right? And so this is constricting the lymph flow around our breasts. And it's the same thing as if you sling something, it weakens. So people go, I can't. I say, well, if you're at home, practice balancing without a bra on just for a few minutes. Hold your arms up nice and strong. Bring them together nice and strong. Open them. You're going to build the pec muscles. So it's naturally going to lift. So you're doing the same thing. You're circling. Your clockwise counter and you tap, 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 gentle, but enough to feel it. And then you're going to do the same thing with your belly. You can circle the belly and then you go up and down, up and down, up and down. And then you're going to do the same thing with the groin and you tap, 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 tap. Same thing behind the knee, up top and below, circle and tap. If you don't have a rebounder and if you're at your desk a lot, you can come to the balls of your feet and bounce and shake. And bounce and shake. You widen those feet a little bit.
Oh, that's a
and
good
that
one.
Helps move the lymph. What's that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's really, it makes a big difference in how you feel. You can try that every single day if you don't have a rebounder and or in addition to the rebounder. So then just get on and hop for a few minutes. 2 to 3 minutes a day can help move your lymph for up to an hour, right? So if you bounce on the balls of your feet, on your rebounder, 2 to 3 minutes, you can start to flush that lymphatic system out for up to an hour. This is incredible. This is so good. We need to move. You bring your arms over your head. You're flushing your lymph. You're helping your heart. Your heart's going to raise a little bit more. So if you have any troubles with your heart, you could just do that for 1 minute. Practice increasing incrementally every single day.
Er det glatt, kan du fort havne. Og det ikke akkurat noen god følelse når bilen havner. Ønsker du å komme deg over brøytekanter? Frem I nysnøen. Unngå å spinne, og for all del vil unngå å kjøre. Firehjulstrekk tingen, da du. Ja, on the road again. Med firehjulstrekk fra Volkswagen kommer du deg helt frem. Volkswagen kan norske forhold, og de aller fleste av våre modeller tilbys med firehjulstrekk. Sånn at du trygt kan ferdes.
Podimo presenterer Mamma-chatten. En podcast med meg, Ulrikke Brandstorp.
Og meg, Pernille Målberg-Maurstad.
Og meg, Ragnhild Margrethe Grødal.
Sammen skal vi lage Norges mest inkluderende samlested for alle mødre der ute.
Null momshaming, bare god stemning.
Blir det bare god stemning?
Ok, vi får se da.
Join mamma-chatten hos Podimo.
How do you start your mornings? Do you eat anything before you go on the trampoline? And one more question. Women are so afraid of... peeing in their pants, to be honest.
So absolutely. We train those
muscles. Yeah, tell us about that.
That's great. The first two questions I always get are, will I pee and will I fall? Maybe. But you can be okay. So how I start my day is I wake up, I typically drink water. I like to add a little salt. I used to do lime. I haven't done lime in a while, but salt water is so good. I lose a lot of sweat. I'm sweating all the time. So electrolyte replenish. And then I will drink coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. So 1.5 cups. But then for any vegans or people who don't do animal products, I'm a animal protein lover. So I'll do 4 to 5 raw eggs in a blender and I'll mix that with cream and a little bit of maple syrup. And I'll drink that down about an hour before I bounce. I find it's a great way to increase my protein. It gives me energy. I absolutely love it. I have my body has really changed from higher protein. So I like to get 30 to 40 grams of protein in with each meal. I'm about 115 pounds. So I like 30 grams per
meal.
Pound. I'm sorry. I'm screwing up my my language here. 30 to 40 grams a meal for my weight. Now, my guy is much bigger, much heavier than me, and he should probably be getting in double of what I'm taking in. I've really noticed big changes in my energy. That 3 p.m. crash does not happen when I am consistent with my protein intake. I am not a hard or a high carbohydrate eater, but I do eat them. And I'd say I'm more cyclical with carbohydrates depending on my moon time. If I'm going to start my period, I eat carbohydrates because that's what I feel my body needs. Again, I listen more internal than I do external. So I eat what I feel I need. How I start my day, I do those and then I come to class, I bounce. And after my bounce class, I get a high protein meal in and then I'll, that's usually my breakfast and then I'll have a lunch and then I'll have a steak or a burger for dinner. You weren't asking all that, but, a lot of people do. So I just wanted to go into that. I like high animal protein. I feel like the body absorbs it better. As far as the peeing, it is a concern and it does happen. But I have had several women tell me 3 months, 6 months. For me personally, it was about the 3 month mark where I went, oh my gosh, I'm not having to run to the bathroom and I'm not losing anything down here. Now I have had two children, vaginal birth. So there's that, right? It's definitely a thing, but it strengthens and it helps. So I tell people start low and slow. Don't go real high and don't go real intense. If you have a bladder that needs to tighten in tone, it will tighten in tone, but you got to keep those feet connected. You know this. You can keep them connected at first. You press into the mat and start to feel that, like every single muscle is strengthening. That is this included, right? It's not just like, oh, your arms or your legs. No, it's all of these muscles in here. So stay low and slow. Again, incrementally, you're going to build up. You're going to build up. You start to go a little faster, a little harder, push a little deeper. And you might have some. So I say wear a pad, you know, wear a panty liner just in case. And I have people that do. So it's not anything to be ashamed of or afraid of. And it absolutely should not be the thing to stop anyone from bouncing because it is so beneficial for us in so many different ways that we really need to just allow that. And one thing to research, I'm not a doctor, but I know that low vitamin D can be a contributor to pelvic floor weakness. So it's just something to consider and research. Check with your doctor on that. Vitamin D comes from the sun. There are supplements, but you know, again, I'm not a doctor. So that's something y'all need to look into for yourself. Again, with the rebounder though, it's helped many, many women, including myself in my class.
But that's really good for beginners when they start to know this and just feel safe. And if someone is listening now and they really want to try this, how should they start? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Great. How do you start when you've never done it before?
Great question. So I would start with 2 to 3. I say Find one song that you love, or, you know, if you decide to do our videos, we have 5 minute videos that are a little intense, but we also have very beginner videos on our platform where we just keep the feet connected. We just shift the weight, you know, right to left. We start to gain familiarity with the unstable surface and we start to feel the core pull in. We start to feel the muscles light up. So you start with one song and you do breathing, right? Mm-hmm. Get familiar with your muscles. Get familiar with your body first. Know which muscles you're working. When you step up, I teach people, when you step up, press into the mat. Notice what changes in your body when you do that. And really, the two things I'd say are stay connected to the mat so that you can feel your strength moving the rebounder. A lot of people get on, they want to jump higher like they're at a trampoline park. Yeah. We go lower. As you know, we press into that. So the best way to do that is to act as if there's glue on the bottom of your feet and press in. That way you're going to feel you're moving this, you're doing this work. It's going to rebound you up. So do the work to push in, keep that connected at first, and then slowly but surely take your feet up. And then, you know, I'd say 3 days, maybe 5 days, add 2 songs. If you're really, really new, add 2 songs and see how you feel. Some people love it so much. They're like, no, I'm going for it. Right. But, that's how I would start. And I'd really focus on breath and feet connection. Mm-hmm. And noticing your body and the muscles that move.
And also, if they want to buy a rebounder, you have tried so many, and what should you look for? Because we get questions about this all the time. You know, those metal spring ones, we don't like them. We like the bungee. And how soft or hard should it be? Do you have any tips?
So personally, I love a softer bounce. I use colored bungees from Jump Sport, and I never bounce on a metal spring. I jumped on 2 in the very beginning. I've tried several different types of bungees. Jump Sport is ideal for me. Their colored bungees are soft enough to where I'm getting enough give for my spine. So what we want to do is we want to elongate the spine. That's the other thing. I have grown an inch since I started rebounding. I've grown in height. You know, a lot of us are shrinking as we age. Rebounding is meant to expand the space between your vertebrae, and we grow with this. I've grown. I know several other people that have grown as well, not only in my classes, but who just do rebounding. So it works for that. But so you don't want to compress the spine. And so if you have too tight of bungees, it's going to hit you hard. The purpose of rebounding is to not have the impact, right? So I always suggest bungee system. I love Jump Sport. I sell Jump Sport on my website. We sell what I use in my classes are the 550 or 570, which are the 44 inch large size. A lot of the studio sizes are the smaller 33 inches. I find that's too unstable for people who need more space to feel a little more balanced, especially for people who are new. When you get too small of a space, your feet come closer, you don't feel as balanced. So start wide, big legs. This is going to give that feeling of you have to pee a little bit more, but it's better than feeling like you're going to fall. So a larger surface area, the 44 inch is perfect for me. I've tried other brands that are bigger and they have more give in the trampoline. For me, I don't like that. I don't want to feel like I'm on a big outdoor trampoline. So enough give to where my spine doesn't feel compressed. I will say that if it's too tight for me, I will notice I'll get a sciatic. My back will feel it. So I've had a lot of people say, well, my back hurts. I'm going to bet you that you're doing it on too tight of a rebounder and it's a less expensive one. Mm-hmm. So although these trampolines in America are, you know, $550 for the ones we use, they're $700 for the 570 Pro, totally worth it. You know, people spend $2,500 on a bike that sits and it becomes a clothes rack. These, everybody can do it. The children bounce on them if you put them in the front room. I've seen 90-year-olds bouncing on them, 40-year-olds, everybody can benefit from this. So Jump Sport is the brand I use. Colored bungees for me because it softens the bounce. A tighter bounce will allow you to go faster. You'll have a quicker pace. I can go really fast on the softer ones because I've trained for so long. It does require more effort, okay? So if I want to go faster on a softer bungee, I got to press harder. I got to go into that down bounce that much more. I love that. But if you don't want that and it's not impacting your back, I'd say go with black bungees on a 550 folding trampoline with colored mixed throughout for a little bit more ease, but not as much ease as mine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense totally. But okay, if you think about the calorie burn, when we speak about the speed here,
yes,
which zone would you burn more calories
with the softer one? Because you're moving more faster, harder. You're going to burn more on the softer bungees. You're going to build strength that way as well. The heart rate might get up faster on the all black, just because you're able to go fast. But you're having to intensify that bounce to speed you up on the softer bungees.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But also, you don't use any weights like ankle weights or hand weights. That's interesting because we've been doing this also since like the beginning of 2020, but we incorporated a lot of weights. But I feel another freedom without the weights.
Yes.
Why do you not use them?
Well, I don't use them because, for one, I have myself and many, many, many women I've met over the years have injured themselves by not properly training with weights. I don't feel like we need them. When we get to know our bodies, I give this example. Look at a ballerina. They don't use weights and they are strong and their muscles are strong and they are defined. Because why? It's intention. They know their bodies. They know what body parts they're moving and they engage those muscles as they're doing those. Now, lucky for us, we're not on the floor like a ballerina is. We're on these trampolines, so we don't get the impact. I want people to know their bodies so well, to become so familiar with this, that they can take more and more responsibility for their health, not just physical health, but all the health. Every time I get a question about health, like, do you take supplements? Do you do this? No, I don't. I know what I need as far as food goes, and I know that my body is strong without added weights. The last thing I want to do is have myself or anybody else mess up their neck, which often happens. If you start holding up your arms on my workouts and start doing this where you pull your shoulders up to your ears, that's going to create a tension in the neck. It's going to cause you to stop breathing the way you need to be breathing. And that happens all the time with weightlifting. So there's neck injuries, knee injuries, elbow injuries, and I don't get that at all, bouncing without weights with anyone in my class or anyone online. So for safety, for the fact that I want people to know their body and to know that you can build this strength without adding those weights, as long as you're intentionally engaging those muscles. It's almost disbelief, you know, and I don't blame people for not believing me, because sometimes I look and like, holy smokes, I got these muscles, but I have a high protein diet and I am very, very intentional with the movements I make. And it's hard. Like, my classes are hard. They're not easy. Well, you know, like, we do increments, but when I go hard 60 minute and we're building the strength, like, it's, you're going to feel it. I tell people, if you can do this with me throughout my entire workout for, let's say, a year, maybe you might want to add some weights, but typically you don't need it. I've had people start with weights, like bring their own, and then let them go because they find like they don't need it. It's hard and it starts to hurt their neck. So
it's wonderful. You know, we have seen Goldie Hawn jumping on this trampoline. So we even created her movement, you know, this one.
Oh, the hip twist.
So we call it Goldie in our classes.
that's so cute. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Isn't that so fun?
Yeah, that's really fun. So just share with our listeners where they can find you now and if they want to join your online course or connect with you somehow, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you. RadicalRebounding.com is the website. We are Radical Rebounding on YouTube, Radical Rebounding on Facebook and Instagram. And I just went over to Threads, which is an offshoot from Instagram. So we are Radical Rebounding all over the place. Our online video library, we have 280, we're getting closer to 300 workouts on there. We have workouts for beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So we go through the whole gamut of workouts and we start you out slow. Right now we're in the middle of a get ripped with Radical. So a lot of people are asking me, how do you build those muscles? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you. So we're in the middle of a 6-week challenge and it's a lot of fun. And it's like, oh boy, this is good. It's getting people working hard. I love this. I love everything. I love the freedom that comes with rebounding. I love the opening. I love the fun and the playfulness. I love the passion. I love people when they get on. And a real quick blurb about this video we did a while back. My boyfriend got he got us all up in the air jumping and smiling. Well, there was a photographer many, many years ago who took pictures of people jumping. And he said that it's inevitable when people jump, they smile. And so he made all of these movie stars jump up and he got this big smile on their face. And I thought, isn't this it, right? Like this is play. I forgot to play in my life. And I was serious and I was a mom and I had to have it perfect and all these things. And not that my perfectionism has gone away completely, but man, I get to enjoy life so much more now that I have allowed myself to play. And so if it's not perfect or if it's not coordinated or so what, do it anyway. Just bounce. Just do it anyway. Just do radical rebounding or get on a trampoline and have some fun with your life. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You are really, really glowing. And it is, it's really nice to talk to you. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be on here and to have such incredible women interview me. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. And with these words, we can close the podcast and just say what you said now. Just keep the flow going because that's the state, that the mental state. And until next time, we will keep jumping. And keep biohacking.
Yeah.
And keep living the best life. Don't you agree, Rachel?
Yes, yes. Stay radical, girls.
Thank you. Take care. Biohacking girls.
Vi minner om at dere må snakke med egen lege eller kostholdsveileder om dietter og andre spørsmål relatert til medisiner og supplementer. Informasjon med dele kan ikke bli brukt til å diagnostisere, behandle, forebygge eller kurere noen sykdommer eller tilstander.
Det glatt, kan du fort havne. Og det ikke akkurat noen god følelse når bilen havner. Ønsker du å komme deg over brøytekanter, frem I nysnøen, unngå å spinne, og for all del vil unngå å kjøre. Firehjulstrekk tingen, da du. On the road again. Med firehjulstrekk fra Volkswagen kommer du deg helt frem. Volkswagen kan norske forhold, og de aller fleste av våre modeller tilbys med firehjulstrekk. Sånn at du trygt kan ferdes.